I'm talking a bit about Parrot. A short introduction to Parrot. My name is Leopold Leo Tötzsch. I'm the Parrot Pump King. This is the release manager. And he is a relevant resource. And I'm co-author of a book from O'Reilly, Perl 6 Essentials, which is out in a month or so in the second edition and will be named Perl 6 and Parrot Essentials. What is Parrot? Parrot is a virtual machine, a software CPU. Parrot is the interpreter for Perl 6 and Pony, which will be maybe Perl 5.12, but not only. Parrot provides everything for implementation of an interpreted language, except the parser-related stuff or the Alexa. I would call Parrot an interpreter language construction kit. Why Parrot? It came into place as a fool's day joke in the year 2001 when Simon Cousins published a fake interview between Larry Wall and Guido von Rossum. This was called Programming Parrot. And in this interview, the two people were announcing that they unify their projects. But it became real a few months later. It should be a high-level language independent interpreter for Perl 6, Python, Ruby, M4, Tickle, and what else, for dynamic languages. There should be sometimes a mixed language library usable from all these languages, and one language library only. You could call a Perl 6 module from Python or the reverse. So what's the overall structure of Parrot? It has a compiler or assembler plugin system. There are currently two compilers which are compiling or running Parrot assembly code. Then we have an optimizer. And finally, the interpreter which runs the language. But the language can also come in via the abstract syntax tree. And a language can be laid out or put on disk as bytecode, and the bytecode can get loaded directly. I want to talk about some features of Parrot. Parrot is a register-based machine. This is the opposite to traditional concepts of current interpreters, which are all stack-based. We have 32 registers of the type I. S, P, and N, which is for integer strings, PMCs, and numbers. Integers and numbers are well known in traditional hardware CPUs. We have additional string registers, and the PMCs are our low-level objects. We have a huge count of opcodes, and Parrot is a three-register machine. When you look at one instruction, like, let's say, add, we have a lot of permutations to add integers, integer constants to integers, integers to integer constants, numbers to number constants, and so on. This gives a total count of 28 opcodes only for add. Parrot is based on garbage collection. We do dead object detection and garbage collection, so we have no reference counts, and we have smaller data structures. We have Unicode string support with high-level language string functions like concatenate or substr and so on. We have a native call interface to interface C libraries directly. This program, what you are seeing here, is effectively a Parrot program using the ncurses library, and that's all implemented in Parrot. Parrot has a different function calling scheme. We use continuation parsing style. That is somehow described like this. You take a snapshot of the interpreter's context and pass that snapshot on to the subroutine. When you want to return from the subroutine, you invoke this context, and the program jumps back and puts everything in place, what was in place at that specific point where you left off. Perth's exception handling to implement try and catch. The I.O. system is layer-based. You can push I.O. layers on the I.O. stack, and it's asynchronous, or at least when it's implemented. But it's simpler to provide synchronous I.O. above a sync one than the reverse. Parrot gives you events, timers, signals, maybe interface to operating system events where this is possible. And Parrot is multi-threaded. And finally, we have high-level language object support with instance variables, which we call attributes. We have a multiple inheritance and multi-method dispatch. Yeah, that was it. Thanks.
A very brief, sharp, and concentrated presentation. I think we will have to discuss further in the second half of our panel what the broader vision of Parrot might be for programming, for writing programs in different languages. So now Tom Schweller has gone to the speaker's desk and is going to present something about Mono.